56, verses 3 and 4 says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me?" Oh, what a beautiful passage from Psalm 56. Fred, it is so good to see you today. Happy Sunday, this January 17th, 2021. And you have found Sunday worship. We've been on the air for several years now, and our hearts is to lift up the name of Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And my prayer is that you would direct your thoughts, your meditations on Him today. Let's start things off with Alan Asbury. And He's Alive, right here on Sunday Worship.
Gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow, and half in fear of the day. We'd find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, I looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told me where she'd been. She said they might have moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. Again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Friend, I hope you're having a blessed weekend. I am Joey Kroll. And Johnny Erickson Tada said one time, I love thinking and reading about heaven. Now, if you know anything about Johnny Erickson Tada, she was paralyzed from the neck down in a diving accident in 1967. And to everyone's amazement, she became an accomplished painter. Yeah, creating beautiful pictures with a paintbrush between her teeth. It's amazing. It really is. And she said one time, you know, I've never succeeded in painting a picture of heaven. People have asked me why, and I haven't come up with a good answer except to say that heaven defies the blank canvas of the artist. The beauty of Earth's most sublime spots is only a dim reflection, a preliminary rendering of the glory that will one day be revealed. Wow. You know, friends, staying hopeful about our heavenly home can help us endure those darkest days here on earth. It was Max Lucado who once said, we may speak about a place where there are no tears, no death, no fear, no night, but those are just the benefits of heaven. The beauty of heaven is seeing God. thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Well, it's an honor to be the soundtrack to your Sunday. This is, of course, Sunday Worship. I'm Joey Kroll. And have you ever studied a very difficult subject? Maybe it's algebra or economics or, science or whatnot. And just sometimes it can just boggle your mind, I'll tell you. But what about theology, which is the study of God? Though only three letters, G-O-D, no other subject overwhelms our mind more. Because listen, friend, God is infinite in every way, and all his attributes are eternal. His existence is unending. His holiness is undying. His qualities, non-contradicting. The study of God, dear friend, is full of mystery and paradox, but never illogical. And while we can't fully understand all there is to know about God, friend, we can always strive to know him better. And the more we learn of him, the greater our devotion is to him. An increasing knowledge of him, friend, leads to growing worship, praise, hope, and joy. Friend, we may not fully understand all there is to know about God, but friend, let us strive to know him.
I'm hurting and broken within, overwhelmed by the weight of your sin. Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. To the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Whoa. Oh, come to the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are
Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus
listening to Sunday worship today in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Always a great reminder. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
Love you, Lord, and I live.
Listening to Sunday worship.